Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Well, years ago, it was always the case of why rent something when you can actually buy it and it becomes your own and then you have it. Well, apparently, that's how the sort of older generations were thinking about it. And millennials, those born between 1980 and 1994, as well as the Gen Zs born in the sort of late 90s into the early 2000s, are renting everything from furniture to household appliances, to transport and designer clothes. And to discuss this is communications officer for Aduzi Power, Matabo Sekonyana. Matabo, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
A very good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us, first of all, what does Aduzi do? And it's A-D-O-O-Z-Y.
Yes, exactly. The name is also a little bit of a doozy. So we are a power bank rental network. So essentially, you don't buy the power bank, you rent it as and when you need it.
Talk to us about this power bank rental. What are we looking at? Are we looking at just at UPS? Are we looking at inverters? Or, you know, because it's essential sometimes, because now you have load shedding, then you don't have load shedding. So how does a consumer then decide whether to rent or to buy?
So when it comes to the power banks, it's quite simple. You know, with the purchase of your actual power bank, for most people who are, you know, on the go, you find yourself in situations where, okay, I've bought this 1,000 rand power bank, but when I need it, I still have to charge it. You know, you forget to charge it, you're caught in situations where you don't necessarily have it actually when you need it. The rental model is nice because you can literally access it as and when you need it. So, for example, if I am at Nelly in Bryanston, I can rent my power bank, have my meal, etc. When I want to leave, I can take the power bank with me, so that I can, you know, charge in my Uber, have my phone on. When I'm doing my shopping in Sandton City tomorrow, I can drop it off there and pick up another one, or even fly to Durban or Cape Town with that power bank. So the rental network model is great in a way that you only need to have the power bank as and when you need it, as opposed to kind of the inconvenience and hassle of ownership.
Chatting to the communications, marketing communications manager for Aduzi Power this morning. And they specifically work in the field of, not specifically, but I mean, renting is power banks. And you can, you know, rent the power bank and then be on the go all the time. Because, you know, we've become, Matabo, we've actually become sort of nomads in our own country, because then we're in Joburg. I mean, most of our senior staff here work a few days in Cape Town, then a few days in Joburg, or maybe 2 weeks in Cape Town, 2 weeks in Joburg. And we've seen that particular trend happening across the board with a number of CEOs and executive managers being in that field. You know, today they're in Bloemfontein, tomorrow they're in Durban, the next day they're out in PE and stuff like that. So this rental market, is this a global move towards renting and not buying? Because when I've traveled, for instance, you travel in New Zealand, most of the household appliances are rented and not bought. Even houses itself get rented and not bought.
I mean, 100%. I mean, if you look at, for example, renting bikes in Amsterdam, you know. So when we look at Europe, I think that the rental economy has been alive for quite a while. But I think the rest of the world is catching up, particularly post-COVID. Because, you know, there was kind of this almost status to ownership. You know, you were always told, buy a house, now it's something that you have. But I think after, you know, seeing kind of the uncertainty, people are asking themselves, number one, from a maintenance cost perspective of ownership, is it really worth it? Secondly, obviously the convenience aspect of it. And then lastly, is just honestly speaking, what's the fun? I think people are looking now not to be so much bogged down by stuff, but are rather focused on experiences, are rather focused on what is the quickest, easiest way I can enhance or assist myself in a situation, as opposed to less of that ownership status that we saw previously.
Chatting this morning to Matabo Sekonyana. She's the marketing and communications manager for Aduzi Power. What is driving this economy, which used to be a previous economy of, for instance, I need to own this? And, you know, previously people used to tell you, I know my dad and them used to say, if you can't afford it, don't buy it, and buy it cash. Make sure you buy it cash. And, you know, my mind shift had to change over the years, because these days with the price of a car and a home, you can't buy the things cash anymore. So where has the shift taken place? And then you've got a sort of intermediary market, which is rent to buy. And I think there was a company called Early Bird who had run this kind of situation of rental, and then eventually you own it. Is this more towards the younger generation, or, you know, are older people, the older generations, also figuring out, I need to rent a heater for winter. I don't need to keep it in the garage in summer.
I think, again, it starts with that economic volatility. It's just what you're saying now around, for example, if we are rethinking even how jobs are structured now, and you're looking at a situation where, for example, banks have not kind of caught up to that, you're looking at the fact that from a freelance perspective, for example, you don't know necessarily what's going to happen on the 25th of every single month. And even for people who are kind of in the traditional employment of 9 to 5, we saw with COVID that sometimes things happen. And the problem with kind of the buying model is it doesn't allow flexibility for if there is any economic volatility or job uncertainty in your life. And then you're thinking, okay, now I've got this huge mortgage, I've got these balloon payments, I've got my car, I've got X, Y, and Z. And any kind of change in your financial situation can end up putting you even in debt. So sometimes it's a little easier to say, you know what, I'm going to rent it because as and when I need it, I can simply pay for it. When I no longer have the ability to, I don't have to. And then the second part of that, obviously, again, just going back to the convenience. And then just really kind of looking at, why do I need this on an ongoing day-to-day basis?
Mm. And it also stops you from sort of upgrading to a newer model, you know, because you're stuck in that contract for 3 to 5 years of paying off that higher purchase for so many years. You know, in your press release, you know, there are mentions of Boris Johnson's bride renting her wedding dress and also an outfit that she wore at the G7 summit. Does this basically mean that it's not only, you know, the sort of battling and struggling middle class, but also people who have access to finance that are rather opting to rent and not buy a simple thing, you know, not simple, but I mean a very important thing like a wedding dress, for instance? You know, you'd rather rent it than actually buy it because the cost would be a lot cheaper.
I think it's actually just become a mindset shift because, for example, even in South Africa, we're starting to see a rise in the rental of, for example, designer handbags or designer clothing. And that's for someone who's wanting to use a 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 rand handbag, but is thinking, I'm going to one wedding. What is the need for me to own a 40,000 rand handbag? And I think for those people, it's not necessarily just the cost. It's the convenience and just looking at, does it actually make sense? Is this an item that I'm using every single day? Mm. And I think seeing it happen in kind of that top 5% is what is showing us that it is not just economic factors that are kind of causing this shift, but also just generally, I think, a move away from how we think about stuff, ownership, and, you know, kind of the status that it feels to come with that.
Mm. I actually rent a tuxedo now when I need one.
Well, unless you're James Bond, you don't need it every day in
you
studio.
You don't need it every day, yes. One of the key factors, Matapo, is that is South African businesses actually adjusting to meet the desire for the pay-as-you-go system?
I think that, you know, when you look at the desire for the pay-as-you-go system, there's another thing that we need to think about. And this is maybe an emerging kind of thing, but that idea around mass consumerism. People don't want to do that anymore. We're considering ourselves more conscious, which is another reason we just don't want to be bogged down.
And I think the market is not there yet, as with the overseas markets where people, you know, rent. I see that there are e-bikes on Bloberg Beach that you can actually rent, you know, and a number of other things that you can rent. But the market is not there yet where it should actually be, where you go down to renting, for instance, a washing machine, or you rent a tumble dryer when you actually require it. Coming back to your power bank rental system, which is fantastic in the sense that people can actually, you know, travel with the power bank and then just hand it in and get a fresh one. Where are your kiosks situated?
So we are currently in Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. So if you look at the Aduzi app, which is on both iStore and the Android store, it actually shows you under Locate Power Tower, which is the one that's closest to you. Which again is just that on-the-go convenience for you.
And how much is the rental, and how does it actually work? Because I'm sure, you know, with rental, obviously there are different requirements and different disclosures as opposed to ownership.
Yeah. So currently we are working on a promotion, which is a premium model, where you would just pay a once-off sign-up fee of 59 rand. Post that sign-up fee, all you would be paying for is nothing. Unless you bring it back after more than 48 hours, in which case we'll charge you 18 rand a day until you bring it back. The reason for that goes back to your previous point around, you know, South Africa, for example, being a little bit behind the rest of the world from a rental perspective. And a big part of that is making sure that we are reinforcing the behavior that we are already seeing from, you know, the change in the consumer mindset. We want to get people used to renting. So we're trying to kind of lower that barrier to entry for them before we go into a billing model.
Where can we get more information about this power bank rental as well as of course your company?
On our website, it's www.aduzi.co.za, and we are also on social media with Aduzi Lifestyle across our platform.
Chatting there to Matabo Sekonyana, the Marketing and Communications Manager for Aduzi Power. Do you think Boris Johnson will be renting an Aduzi Power Bank for you when he comes? Or maybe if he doesn't want to go into the public, can he rent a week or, you know, cover himself up?
Well, at this point, I think Boris Johnson is willing to do basically anything. So we'd be happy to have him on our system too.
Thanks very much. And chatting about the shifting market in terms of where we're heading to in terms of rental or buying.